أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. This surah and this ayat is a famous instance when Abraha came to destroy the Kaaba Sharif and what had happened. In this whole episode, there are great, it is very, very interesting also, and great, great lessons for each one of us to learn. For non-Muslims also, for Muslims also, for everyone who is attached to deen, there are great, great lessons to learn, to be learned. All the Mufassireen have written this whole episode which took place. These people, Abraha was in the south of Saudi Arabia in Yemen. And before him there was this king, Zu Nawaz, who was the last of the kings in the dynasty of the Hamiri nation. And he had become a Jew, and he wanted everyone else also to become a Jew, and he forced the people to become Jews. This instance which is in the Quran Sharif in Wassamai Dhatil Buruj, about the trench that he had dug and filled it with fire, and whoever would not accept Judaism at his hand, then he would throw them into that fire. In there, that famous instance also of the mother who was brought with her little baby in her arms, and they told her also to accept Judaism, and when she refused, then they took that child and threw it into the fire. The mother became hesitant, and the child called out from the fire and said, "Oh, my mother, come in here. Here is great enjoyment here." Outwardly it looked like a fire, but for whoever was thrown in, Allah changed it into a garden, a blissful and enjoyable garden, just as it was done for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And that is, of course, always the qudrat of Allah. Outwardly it looked like a fire, but inside it was a garden of great, great enjoyment. Anyway, he had to force the people to accept Judaism, and the Christians of Najran who were there, he forced them also, and those people followed the deen of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam properly and correctly. And of course this was all well before the beginning of Islam and the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. He took them and he threw them in great amounts into this fire, and then he took the Bible, the Injil, and he burnt it also. The people there who got saved of the people of Najran, the Christians, they took this burnt copy of the Bible, of the Injil, and went to Caesar, the ruler of Rome. That was the great Christian empire. And they complained to him that these tortures are taking place upon us. Caesar of Rome instructed Najashi, who was the leader of Abyssinia, and he was a very just ruler also, but he was also a Christian and he followed properly on the religion of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. So Caesar informed him that he must depute somebody and install justice there and see that this oppression is stopped. He sent Abraha. Abraha went and he removed his king Zu Nawaz from there, and he, finding the occasion very opportune, he became the governor and the ruler there of Yemen. When he came there, and he was also a Christian, he had built a temple and a church, and he made it like his Kaaba. And he wanted that people now, and he was a person who had lot of worldly pursuits in him. He was an evil person with bad habits in him. And he wanted the people to come here to his Kaaba which he had built, that is his Kanisa, the temple, and the church that he had built. When this happened and he did not want people to go to Kaaba Sharif, and the Arabs from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used to make Hajj towards Kaaba all along, well before the advent of Islam also. Of course, in their ignorant ways and in their wrong methods they were doing, but they were making the Hajj. And he wanted all of them now to come towards his church and his Kaaba, and they must not go to Makkah Sharif and the Kaaba there. The people of Makkah, the Arabs, took great offense to this. And for that, some person on his own or whatever it was, went to this place of this Abraha which he had built, and he had defecated. He went and he did his number two in various places in the church of his. And according to some narration, then after a few days they set fire also to that place of Abraha which he had built. This infuriated him very greatly, and then he determined that now he will go and he will destroy the Kaaba. For that he prepared his huge army with the elephants, and he went on their way to Makkah Sharif now to destroy the Kaaba Sharif. In here there are great lessons for whoever want to interfere with the house of Allah and with the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Anyone who interferes with that, there are severe warnings in this historical perspective of the occasion of Abraha when he came to destroy the Kaaba Sharif. On the way, any Arab tribe that would oppose him, he would destroy them as well. Then when they came close to Makkah Sharif, then all the animals of the people of Makkah that were grazing around Makkah Sharif, he seized those animals also. In there were 200 camels of Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he had seized those camels also, Abdul Muttalib then decided together with a few other leaders of the Quraysh to go and meet Abraha. Abdul Muttalib, who was the grandfather of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was also blessed with great, great qualities in him. Though he was not a Muslim, but he had great respect and awe in the eyes of the people. People used to see him and respect him and accord him the honor and respect that he had deserved. When he went there and he met Abraha, Abraha met him in a very cordial and in a very nice way. And when he saw his character and his ways, he could not, due to his pride, give him place on his throne. But he himself got down and sat with him on the mat at the bottom. And then they started discussing. In their discussion, when Abdul Muttalib told him, I've come here to speak to you about my 200 camels which you have seized. Abraha was very surprised and told him, I'm astonished and surprised. I've come to destroy the Kaaba Sharif, and you are the Mutawalli. The Quraysh were the Mutawallis of Kaaba, and Abdul Muttalib was the leader. And you are not talking about the Kaaba, you are talking about your 200 camels. You are worried of your camels, you are not worried of the Kaaba. The answer of Abdul Muttalib is also a great eye-opener for everyone. Abdul Muttalib said, those camels belong to me, I am responsible for them. And the Kaaba belongs to Allah, and Allah is responsible. And anyone who wants to attack the Kaaba, Allah will sort them out. So I don't have to worry about that. Abraha released his 200 camels. He went back and he sacrificed all these 200 camels, made them nazar, put them in the name. He made them like what we will say, waqaf for the Kaaba Sharif. And he advised the people of Makkah, all of you leave Makkah Sharif now. Abraha is here and he's with his evil intentions. And go away to the mountains and protect yourself. The house of Allah, Allah himself will protect. In front, inshallah, we will discuss further when he approached the Kaaba, and great lessons also, how he was destroyed by Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and in their great lessons for us and for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah let us take these lessons and correct our lives accordingly.